And you are listening to The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, and we're ready to go on this Rumination Tuesday, April the 11th. No. Is that right? Yeah, April the 11th.
No.
What is today, Mark?
Let's see. No, it can't be, because it's tax day.
Yeah, April 17th.
Yeah.
Now, normally tax day is April 15th.
Right.
Why wasn't it this year?
Well, because it fell on a weekend.
A Sunday. Well, right. Then why wasn't it on yesterday, Monday?
I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you why.
Why? Tell me. Please tell me, oh, great one.
Boy, you're going to regret it. Washington, D.C. had a holiday yesterday, Emancipation Day.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. They celebrated emancipation when Lincoln... okayed the freedom of the slaves.
The amendment, right.
Yeah. And so since that was a holiday, they couldn't have it on that day either.
I see.
Yeah.
Was that the 13th Amendment? Is that right?
We'll have to ask an American. Okay, so going along here. In fact, I got a big laughter out of the congregation Sunday when I said something about this. I said, tax time is coming. And I don't know if all of you know this, I told them, but you don't have to do your taxes. You can get an extension to October the 15th, which I do every year.
Do every year, yes, right.
Because then if Judgment Day comes in August, I saved all that time not having to do taxes.
That's wishful thinking.
Oh, so you think it's going to be a million years from now?
No, I don't. It could be any time.
Well, that's right. Then it's not wishful thinking. Oh, boy. All right. The King of Love, My Shepherd Is. That's helping you to understand what Sunday this is.
This is Good Shepherd Sunday.
Yes.
The fourth Sunday of Easter.
In Easter.
Yes.
But...
of Easter.
We... used to call it something different. Do you remember what that Latin was?
No, I don't.
Yes.
Probably, what, Agnus?
No, I can't remember. It was one of those three.
Was Good Shepherd Sunday always on the fourth Sunday?
I'm ignorant of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just not really sure. But the reading is clearly Good Shepherd Sunday because the psalm is...
23rd Psalm.
Yes, very good. And then John 10 begins, I am the good shepherd. So that's pretty clear that Jesus talks about that. This particular hymn, though, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, unlike the next hymn in the hymnal, at least the hymnal we're looking at, The Lord's My Shepherd, I'll Not Want, that's almost an accurate translation of Psalm 23, but this one is not. It's a paraphrase of Psalm 23. And, Calvin would never write a hymn, I was told, unless it was an accurate translation of one of the Psalms. It was Luther who began to do these paraphrases.
Which really opens up a whole world of hymnody, too, when you've...
Well said.
Hamstrung yourself to just...
A mighty fortress. That's not what the psalm says, not fortress. But Luther's using the things in his day that would be applied to that particular psalm.
Sure.
And so that's very helpful. Did you know that it was my... who wrote this? It was my uncle.
Henry Baker.
Yep.
Henry W. Baker. Irish, no, you're not Irish.
Oh, that's right. Thanks a lot. Now they know it's not my uncle. But stanza 3 is very interesting because this is what his friends heard him whisper on his deathbed. And they put that in.
Verse 3?
Yeah, we'll get to that. I don't want to do it right now, but we will get to that. And it's kind of interesting. This particular hymn I played did do the right thing on the melody. If you take a look at Whose Goodness Faileth Never, see that faileth?
Yes.
It has triple notes at the top.
Yes.
That's the original. Sometimes they have changed it into eighth notes. And it's really called a triplet.
Mm-hmm.
But few congregations have been taught proper treatment of the triplet. And therefore, some of the delightful effect is therefore lost. But this particular one that we had sung by Mass of the Rock did use the triplet. You could hear that.
Uh-huh, right.
So the King of Love, My Shepherd Is, let's take a closer look at it, if you'll start with stanza one.
Okay. The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, whose goodness faileth never. I nothing lack if I am his, and he is mine forever.
Now, is that true?
Well, it's got to be true. It's in the hymnal.
Yes, it's in the hymnal. That's right. Whether or not it's in the Bible doesn't matter right now for Pastor Smith. So the hymnal's inerrant.
It's the, let's see, what is that? The norm that norms.
Yes, very
the
good.
Norm that is normed by the norm that norms, right?
That's right. The norm and normata. And how does it go? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You see, that doesn't make any sense either, because a lot of people are wanting. So what does it mean that I nothing lack if I am his?
I lack nothing for eternal life, for my soul's salvation.
I think it also refers to here on earth.
Well, of course. I lack nothing that, you know, he knows everything that I need.
Yes, and he
everything that
provides
I really
it.
Truly need and provides.
That's right. Absolutely. That's right. We got an email criticizing what I had said about that God will bless us whether we pray or not. And the email was saying that I was giving the impression that it wasn't necessary to pray, or prayer doesn't give anything. And I was just making a point that actually Luther makes in the Lord's Prayer. I looked that up. He says, whether we pray or not, we're still going to receive bread. Mm-hmm. In fact, it was...
His rain falls upon the just and the unjust. Even those that don't believe in him are blessed.
Yes, one of the things I did on Sunday is we went through the Lord's Prayer. What I found out was how many times Luther makes a point, whether we pray it or not,
right.
It's going to happen.
Yes.
You know,
that's right.
God's name is indeed holy in itself, whether
but
we pray
in
or
his
not.
Petition.
His kingdom is definitely coming.
That's right.
Whether we pray it or not. And here's the one. The good and gracious will of God is done even without our prayer. So I'm actually confessional when I say that, but I'm not saying that prayer isn't important. What does prayer do if God's good and gracious will is all even going to happen, even if I don't pray?
Well, our will is conformed to his will. That's one thing.
That's good. That's good. The other thing is sometimes his will is conformed to our will.
That's a good one.
Would you like the Bible verse?
Please explain that.
Okay.
Yes. His conform. Are you talking about?
Well, let me give you the Bible verse before you say great one.
I think I know what you're going to tell me. Go ahead.
You do not receive because you do not.
You do because you do not ask.
Yes. You see, his good and gracious will is going to be done in my life whether I pray or not. But the direction in which it goes could depend on my prayer. If I ask for something, then God's will move in that direction. Is that interesting that we can, in a sense, control the will of God? Or maybe not control, but move the will of God.
Explain that again. Please explain that again.
Yes. There was a certain king who was told by the prophet he was going to die.
Hezekiah.
Yes. And what did
and
he
gave
do?
Him 15 more
yes.
years.
Why did he do that? Because Hezekiah
he asked.
Yes.
He prayed.
That's the explanation.
Uh-huh.
That therefore God's will is in movement sometimes according to our will. Sometimes it's not. Like you'll have a loved one who is...
Isn't his will already established though? Really change his mind?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
We really do.
Yeah. Yeah. It depends what you mean by mind. if you're talking about his foreknowledge, that never changes.
No, that never changes. Because, he always knows.
Yes, he always knows what's going to happen.
He knows what we're going to pray for.
But there's no doubt that occasionally there are examples in the Bible where God moves in a different direction because of what?
I think of Moses. Remember how Moses prevailed upon him?
That's right.
You know, how can you destroy your people? You know, God was angry with the Israelites.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
How could you destroy these people?
Yeah.
You know, what?
What will the other nations say?
Yes. Yeah. Now, that's a good example right there.
Yeah. Thank you very much for answering my question. So, there's no doubt God's will always occurs to my best, whether I pray or not, but I can move it in a certain direction. I don't have any problem with that at all.
Hmm. Well, that's kind of a new insight.
Well, of course, that's why you listen to Long Gospel. If there's anything Long Gospel does, it kind of provides new insights.
You know, here's another one. Here's another one on prayer that I think is neat. I think it's comforting, and that is, before they call, I will answer.
Yes.
And this, I credit this to Professor Manteuffel.
Oh yeah, Thomas Manteuffel. He was a member of my congregation.
Right, and he said, you know, always don't leave off praying, because God will answer your prayer if you don't know what the outcome of some surgery. Or you don't know if your child has made it home in time. Keep on praying, because God will answer that prayer even though it's in the future.
Yes. How many times have you been short on money and all of a sudden in the mail something arrives that you were on the, you know?
Yes.
Well, how did God know
that? It was never from you.
Yeah. No, it was never from me. I remember having a lady who had to go to surgery. She was on the second floor of the hospital, but the surgery was on the third. And you know what she was deathly afraid of?
What?
What's that when you can't be enclosed in a space?
Oh, claustrophobia.
Yes, and she couldn't go in the elevator.
Oh, yeah, there are people like that, yeah.
So
they can't go in the MRI.
Whatever thing. It is.
Yeah.
And so we went and we used some Bible verses and this kind of thing. And after the surgery, I asked her how things went. She says, amazingly, I had no fear when I went in the elevator.
No kidding.
And I'm confident that's for one of two reasons. Because we prayed that that wouldn't happen. Or, you know, they always give you a little shot ahead of time before. And so maybe that's how God
did it.
That helps
too, you know. Yeah. God works through man and medicine, right?
Exactly. But it's a good point we make here that even though all goodness is going to come to us, in our prayer, we can direct that goodness in a certain way, as you just mentioned. Stanza 2, if you would.
Where streams of living water flow, my ransomed soul he leadeth, and where the verdant pastures grow, with food celestial feedeth.
And the first thing I'm going to ask is, what does verdant mean?
Don't ask me that. We've talked about this same word on other shows. I know. Verdant.
I think it means green.
It's green, I think so.
Yeah.
Vibrant green.
Yes. Now, see, that's interesting because it talks about that it's not going to be rushing water. You know, it'll be still water. And it says, where streams of living water flow. I made this point. It has to be a shepherd on sheep, because it wouldn't matter if cattle went into a river.
But
they don't have wool.
Sheep could drown.
Sheep could drown, yes. Mm-hmm. But see how he updates it, Henry Baker, in saying this. Now, I'm going to read stanza 3, because this is the one that they said he spoke on his deathbed. Perverse and foolish, oft I strayed, but yet in love he sought me, and on his shoulders gently laid, and home rejoicing brought me.
He was a poet even on his deathbed, wasn't
yes,
he?
Yes, isn't that?
Well, perverse and foolish.
I believe, well, maybe not. Did he write this in English? I guess so.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Or Irish.
Yeah, it is an Irish tune. Yeah, but, you know, I've heard people speak Irish and I don't understand them. I mean, English-Irish, if you get my meaning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting. What was that big holiday we just had where the Irish were all on?
St. Patrick's.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day. And I was driving around Uber picking people up. And normally in South St. Louis, certain areas, just drive right through. It was impossible.
They had
streets closed, the police and such. Everybody was in the backyards. And I ended up picking up four. And
what was this, Dogtown?
Yeah. And they were real unhappy I wasn't Irish. But I could not understand some of the stuff they were saying in the car, you know, because it's like, try and read give Shakespeare to an 8-year-old.
Yes.
He won't understand what it's saying, but we call it English, but it's old English. But isn't that interesting? On your deathbed, and home rejoicing brought me.
Perverse and foolish, oft I strayed, but yet in love he sought me, and on his shoulder gently. Well, of course, that's Luke 16.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the parable of the lost sheep.
Yes, Luke 15.
Luke 15, I beg your pardon.
Yeah, I was going to say Luke 16. So that this Luke passage about him putting us on his shoulders and carrying him home, this is a great law and gospel thing. Okay, you're on your deathbed, and the first thing you think about is how foolish you strayed. So there's a confession of sin.
Right.
Then comes the gospel. Yet in love, he sought me. That's the Luke 15 also.
Uh-huh.
And on his shoulder gently laid and home rejoicing brought me. So you've got law and gospel. See, this is why this is such a good hymn.
Of course.
Well, the guy's last name is Baker. How could it not be? Stanza 4.
In death's dark veil, I fear no ill. With thee, dear Lord, beside me, thy rod and staff, my comfort still, thy cross before to guide me.
Now, that's a very interesting last phrase.
Thy cross before to guide
me. That's not in Psalm 23.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. No. No.
Well, in
not.
A sense, it is.
Well,
you know, there's a portion of Psalm 23.
Explain.
Yes. He says, my soul he doth restore again. And that word there means to bring me back to life.
Sure, right.
And how does he do that?
Through the cross.
By him giving up his life.
Right.
Here we got that irony again, that we live because he died. And it's just really very, very good. But it's a way of putting it in a sense, as a paraphrase. You bring the cross in all the time because that's what Jesus did on the road to Emmaus.
Absolutely. Yeah. It should be in every sermon, too.
Yeah. The two disciples, even hearing that he rose from the dead, were still confused because they couldn't figure out why he died.
You're talking about the Emmaus disciples.
That's right. That's
on the
right.
road to Emmaus.
But even later on the evening,
yes,
it says
that
he
just
opened
about
the
last
scriptures.
Time. Right. Did
and began
thing.
To interpret what that meant for him.
That would have been another great Bible study.
Oh, wow. Oh. Yeah. Because you had that great question. In the coffee hour just before us, they had a speaker talking about at times we go through affliction.
Yes.
He had a daughter that was diagnosed with diabetes 1.
Diabetes 1, right.
And it really broke him apart, this kind of thing.
Sure.
But then he went through showing how in Christ they began to understand it and that all affliction is given to us for one very simple reason, is to increase our faith.
Right.
And that happens with kids. You know, when they're growing up, they want to become independent until something happens where they need mommy and daddy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And God does the same thing with affliction. Stanza 5.
Thou spreadst a table in my sight, thine unction grace bestoweth. And oh, what transport of delight from thy pure chalice floweth. There's the Lord's Supper there.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, you know, whenever I give Lord's Supper to shut-ins,
oh, yeah.
I always use the 23rd Psalm.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Well, I use that, and I use Psalm 121, and I use Psalm 46. And,
yes.
But I always use Shepherd's Psalm.
Yes. That's considered Jesus' favorite psalm. And a lot of people will point to the Luke 15 passage you spoke about that is a direct connection to this. Shall I ask you what the word means?
Which one?
Unction.
Unction? Well, that's unction is it's the Holy. It's talking about the Holy Spirit. It's outpouring.
Okay.
Did you say outpouring?
Thine unction grace
anointing,
bestoweth.
Anointing.
Yeah. Okay. And that's really good. That it's the grace of God that bestows us from thy pure chalice floweth. And that's all.
My cup overfloweth.
Yeah, my cup overfloweth. That's how he retransposed it. And the final stanza.
And so through all the length of days, thy goodness faileth never. Good shepherd, may I sing thy praise within thy house forever.
That's a really good ending.
That is a good verse, isn't it?
Yeah, because the question is, if you ask most Christians, when will you enter into the house of God? They'll say judgment day.
Uh-huh.
But what does this say?
Baptism, right?
Should yes.
Should it be baptism?
Yes,
through
exactly.
All the length of days, thy goodness faileth never. You know.
And what's
we're
the house?
We're in his house even now.
What do we call it?
The church.
Very good.
Kingdom of
Holy
grace.
Christian Church. That there's three kingdom of gods or the church here on earth in the interim.
Right.
Between the time we die and then after judgment day.
Right.
But notice, within thy house forever, I will sing thy praise. That's not referring to after judgment day. It refers to even today. That, and that's why he probably wrote this hymn, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is. So some hymns are pretty accurate translations from something in the Bible. Whereas other hymns are paraphrases with the goal of trying to update it for our day, you know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's that one hymn that talks about sounding cymbals and test tubes boiling?
Oh, the...
Yes,
we just sang the melody Sunday.
You did?
Yeah, test tubes and labs.
Yes. Do you know that various schools have added verses to that?
Yeah.
But notice, you can look in the Bible everywhere, and you'll never find the word test tube.
No.
No. But it's an update for our day.
It even has athlete and band.
Yes.
In one of the verses.
No, I know.
Now, what is the name of that hymn? I can't think. Some people don't like it.
Oh, I know.
Because you know, they, I don't know. I guess one claim is it doesn't have Christ in there.
Yeah,
which I guess is a
kind of important.
a reasonable argument.
Yeah. but you said you sang the tune. Is there another?
Yeah, one of the Easter hymns has sung to that melody
in the hymnal.
Yes, we just sang it Sunday. It's a beautiful hymn,
which you can't remember either.
No. But it's a beautiful hymn.
Yeah, I see. I'm choosing hymns today for next Sunday, and one of them
I'll find it for you.
Yeah, one of them I'm choosing Beethoven's Ninth Symphony.
Yes,
you know what's the song?
Ode to Joy.
Yes, we have that in the hymnal.
Yes, I know.
And I'm going to show part of a movie at the Bible study this week. It was called Copying Beethoven, and part of the movie they actually play. That plus the Ode to Joy in it, and so we're going to show it in the Bible class with Beethoven directing it when he's deaf, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to sing it at church.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah, I talked to the organist, and he was very familiar with it and such. So, what do you preach on this Sunday?
I haven't looked at the text yet.
Yeah,
so I'll probably look at it today.
Let me give you a hint. Good. Shepherd.
Yes.
What are you preaching? I haven't looked at the text yet.
Well, you know.
And where's your church?
Prince of Peace Lutheran Church, 8646 New Sappington Road, just south of the Watson and New Sappington Road intersection. We'd love to have you 9 o'clock Sunday morning or 5 o'clock Saturday evening.
And if you show up, I'm sure he's going to be talking about the Good Shepherd. Thank you, Mark. Till tomorrow. Insight Wednesday. God bless.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday morning at 9:30 on Worldwide KFUO. For a tax-deductible gift to Law and Gospel, please make your check payable to Concordia Mission Society and mail it to Tom Baker, P.O. Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri, 63132. To give online, visit lawandgospel101.com or call toll-free 1-877-267-1962.
Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.